Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the trial continues. I guess technically we're into week three now of the Derek Chauvin trial. Tried with, he's on trial for second-degree murder and manslaughter of George Floyd. A reporter in Minneapolis is a friend of mine, Susie Jones. I spoke to her just before we came into the studio today. In the first 10, 15 seconds of this, Susie's going to sound a little distracted only because she's getting ready to head into the courtroom in Minnesota, so we'll forgive a few of the extraneous sounds, but she's talking a little bit in this conversation we just had about what happened last week and what might yet happen this.
The defense could start as early as Tuesday with Eric Nelson trying to convince jurors, at least of a reasonable doubt, that Derek Chauvin did not intend to kill George Floyd or cause his death.
Well, that's an interesting distinction, I think. Kill him or cause his death or murder him, right? The most serious charge is murder in the second degree. Did Derek Chauvin kill George Floyd, or while Derek Chauvin was arresting George Floyd died, which is different? There's no getting around the fact that George Floyd passed away during that altercation. The question is, did Derek Chauvin specifically cause it?
The semantics of this have been very interesting, you know, how people choose to talk about it, whether it was a murder, a killing. You know, we talk in the media about Chauvin is charged in connection with the death of, and people will sometimes say that the media sort of sugarcoats it or backs off from things. But in the interest of being impartial, you know, you sort of say it that way.
I think that is a measure of impartiality, though it sounds a little odd, but you have to find the right language. It reminds me a little bit of when Donald Trump used to say things that weren't true, and the media was loath to say the president lied. So they would say the president said something without justification or without any evidence. You know, you'd find ways to say that wasn't true.
Right.
What is the feeling in Minneapolis, or say among legal circles there, about, as we are on the eve of the end of the prosecution's case, how well do people feel the prosecution has been doing there?
I have been speaking with a professor from Mitchell-Hamlin. He was very complimentary of the prosecution all the way up till Thursday. He was really enamored with a lung specialist, Dr. Martin Tobin, on Thursday, who really described the neck and the closing of the neck and the kind of really solid on the low oxygen level. And then we heard on Friday afternoon from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner, Dr. Andrew Baker, who really kind of put a wrench in it and said, nope, this is what I found. I found an enlarged heart. I found narrowed arteries. I found fentanyl and methamphetamine and high blood pressure. And also I found low oxygen, but I found all these other things too. And I think that is where legal scholars will tell you that that is where you introduce that idea of doubt.
The professor from Loyola, the doctor that you referenced, Dr. Tobin from Chicago, was unequivocal when he was on the stand. He said, absolutely, George Floyd was killed by Derek Chauvin because of the pressure to the neck, which kept him from breathing. With how much certainty did the medical examiner state that these other factors led to George Floyd's death?
That's a good question, because I don't know that I heard that in testimony, you know, where he, whereas Dr. Tobin was so clear, I believe, you know, and I don't think that Aunt Dr. Baker was that firm on.
Well, it's sort of like trying to prove a negative. But if the prosecution called the medical examiner onto the stand, right?
That's what I wondered, John. I wondered, why would you call him on the stand if he was going to not be helpful? Or do you not have a choice in that matter? He's your Hennepin County medical examiner. He did the autopsy. You don't have a choice but to put him on the stand, right?
I think that's a good question, Susie, and I think it may be another case of where you know this is going to go bad, so let's go ahead and get in front of it. Let's call that guy ourselves to the stand. Let's present our questions and try and massage the message as best we can, rather than be on the defense when the defense would call him as a witness. What did the prosecution say to sort of mitigate that.
I think they tried to preemptively mitigate it. So they had Dr. Tobin up. They had Dr. Thomas up, Lindsay Thomas, who was a former Hennepin County medical examiner who actually taught Dr. Baker. They didn't refute him in hindsight. They laid out their plan ahead of time.
With those previous witnesses, sure.
Do you think, John, I would ask you this, should Derek Chauvin take the stand in his own defense?
Yeah, we've been talking about that here, and one of my colleagues from the Chicago Tribune felt that there was going to be nothing to gain. I thought, after having seen the video, that it was so damning that what have you got to lose? Because I thought his conviction was certain. And some people took issue with my out loud suggesting that it's a clear-cut case of murder in the second degree or manslaughter. I know the jury is supposed to be the final arbiter of this, but that just happens to be my opinion about it. So at that time, my attitude was, and I guess still is, what have you got to lose? But that's not yet having heard the defense's case. And if the medical examiner is the beginning of it, and they can lay enough seeds of doubt, then maybe you keep Chauvin on the sidelines. I would imagine the prosecution would have a field day with him if they were to get him up there and ask him, what were you thinking after the first minute? What were you thinking after the second minute? What were you thinking after the eighth minute, you know?
Another defense attorney that I know well, Joe Freeberg, said, why would you put the most hated man in the world on the stand?
Susie Jones reporting from Hennepin County in Minneapolis about the Derek Chauvin trial, which continues today. I've been taking this time on our show each day, just because it's convenient and it's before the day's events, to talk a little bit about it. I'm interested in this case. I think the whole country is. I think we are especially interested in big cities like Chicago because of the fallout of these kinds of trials in cities like Chicago. So it's more than just an academic or a civil rights interest. It may say how it plays out in the streets this spring and summer. Who knows?